We knew that we needed a way to enable UNC researchers to make use of the massive amount of clinical information that we have available in a very secure and patient privacy protecting way.
That's Emily Paff, the co-director of Informatics and Data Science at the UNC School of Medicine. SHIRE stands for Secure Health Informatics Research Environment. Paff says it gives medical researchers a way to sift through mountains of data that previously would have been very hard to access and analyze.
We can look through databases and try to find patients with rare diseases based on little clues that we can find in the data. But when something's truly rare, the only place the information is really going to exist is in the clinical notes that are taken during a doctor's visit. And until the advent of large language models, it really was pretty difficult to get that data out of that text.
But that text includes a lot of personal information about patients, so feeding it through the standard public AI programs would have created massive privacy violations.
And that's why we built the SHIRE. We wanted an environment that had high-grade security and lots of really good governance rules to make sure that when a researcher is working inside that environment, all the data stays inside that environment, including when they're using those AI tools.
UNC unveiled the SHIRE publicly last week, but it's been up and running for a while in a pilot program, and PAF says it's already been used in 26 different research studies.
A great example is a cancer study where the researchers are using LLM tools to extract information about cancer patients that normally takes a human reviewer hours, months, years to extract on their own, because you can imagine how long it takes a human to read through very lengthy medical charts. And UNC Health has millions of patients across the state of North Carolina, and there's just no way that a human would be able to consume and use all that information for research. So after starting using the SHIRE, the study team was able to pull a ton of information that would have been otherwise inaccessible.
And because of that capability, PAF says the new tool could make a huge difference in medical treatment in a wide variety of ways.
If you identify cancer patients early enough in their trajectory, you may be able to match them with a clinical trial a lot sooner, and clinical trials in cancer can be life-saving. Additionally, there's a lot of work that needs to be done at a population level with cancer. So let's say that you have a pocket of patients that have a cancer outbreak that was not expected. These AI tools can enable us to find those pockets quicker, which means that we can do more research into what's going on there potentially.
For 97.9 The Kill, I'm Aaron Keck.